From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The White House says it's confident the Supreme Court will uphold President Obama's executive actions on immigration. NPR's Craig Rindom reports justices say they'll decide whether Obama has the authority to implement a plan that would allow millions of immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally to stay and work without fear of deportation.
Texas and 25 other Republican-led states that are challenging the president's plan say it goes beyond his authority, but White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest disagrees.
The kinds of executive actions that the president took were clearly consistent with the precedent that was established by other presidents.
Earnest says if Obama's plan gets the courts okay, it will have beneficial effects
on the security of communities all across the country, a positive impact on our economy, and obviously a positive impact on thousands of families inside the United States.
The Supreme Court is expected to decide the case by late June. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Vice President Joe Biden had more to say about his cancer-fighting initiative today before a crowd of international experts at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Biden, who recently lost his 46-year-old son, Beau Biden, to brain cancer, says the U.S. will speed up the approval of promising new drug combinations, with the Food and Drug Administration agreeing to work with big drug makers. Cancer experts have said recently they're excited by the promise of new immunotherapy medicines that basically help the body's own immune system battle cancer tumors. The International Monetary Fund is lowering its forecast for global growth this year to 3.4%. As NPR's Stranitsky explains, the IMF's updated outlook also trims its projection for U.S. growth.
The IMF cites increased challenges in emerging markets as a major reason for its less optimistic outlook. The fund's economists predict a deeper-than-expected recession in Brazil, which is suffering from the global bust in commodity prices and political instability. The IMF is still predicting 6.3% growth for China this year, but that's slower than the 6.9% China reported for 2015, its lowest growth in 25 years. The fund's U.S. forecast for this year was trimmed to 2.6% due to the strong dollar's negative effect on U.S. exports. John Idsty, NPR News, Washington.
Forecasters say tens of millions of people from Washington, D.C. to Boston, as well as the Ohio Valley, could be affected by an end-of-the-week snowstorm. But forecasters say despite some pretty strong models, it's not clear where or when the worst storms might be. Forecaster at the National Weather Service says some areas could see a foot or more of snow. Meteorologists say an upper-level air disturbance is expected to pass over Texas, then hit the Ohio Valley, joining other unstable air, creating storm conditions. Stocks bounced around today in a holiday-delayed start to the trading week. At one point, the Dow was up 180 points, but lost much of those gains. The Dow ended up the day 27 points to 16,016. The Nasdaq closed down 11 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Healthcare company Johnson & Johnson says it will cut upwards of 3,000 jobs over the next 2 years. The New Brunswick, New Jersey-based company says the cuts amount to just over 2% of its global workforce of about 127,000 people. Much of the job cutting comes as Johnson & Johnson works to restructure its medical device business. The nation's acting Secretary of Education unveiled new plans today to make college more affordable. Corey Turner of the NPR Ed Team reports on two potential changes to the federal Pell Grant program.
For 50 years, the Pell Grant has helped low-income students pay for college. This year, it was worth as much as $5,800 per student. The Ed Department's proposing two big changes to the program. First, students who are enrolled in courses full-time could receive Pell money for three semesters instead of the traditional two to help pay for summer courses. Think of it as a year-round Pell. The other big change would, the government hopes, incentivize students to stay on track by adding $300 to the maximum award. To get it, though, students would have to take at least 15 credits per semester. As for the potential price tag, the administration puts it at roughly $2 billion in the next fiscal year. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.
Physicist Stephen Hawking says new technologies also bring about new ways things could go wrong for the human race. In an annual lecture recorded by the BBC, Hawking says some sort of disaster on Earth over the next 1,000 to 10,000 years is a near certainty. The University of Cambridge professor also says that would not necessarily spell the end of humanity, since by then he says humans are likely to be spread into space. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Heather and Paul Haga, supporting Salzburg Global Seminar, committed to helping tomorrow's leaders forge solutions today. More information is available online at salzburgglobal.org. And from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works.